This study aimed to compare the effects of an 8-week program of selected sensorimotor exercises and a comprehensive postural re-education protocol on lumbar lordosis angle and dynamic postural control in women with lower cross syndrome. This applied, semi-experimental study employed a pre-test, post-test design with 2 intervention groups and 1 control group. 36 women aged 35, 60 years diagnosed with lower cross syndrome were recruited through purposive and convenient sampling and randomly assigned into 3 groups: sensorimotor training, comprehensive postural re-education, and control. The interventions were conducted 3 times per week for 8 weeks. Each sensorimotor session lasted 40 minutes and focused on deep trunk activation and proprioceptive training, while postural re-education sessions lasted 60 minutes and emphasized global myofascial stretching and sagittal alignment. Lumbar lordosis angle was measured using a flexible ruler, and dynamic postural control was assessed with the star excursion balance test for both dominant and non-dominant legs. Data were analyzed using analysis of covariance to compare post-intervention outcomes across groups. ANCOVA showed a significant group effect on lumbar lordosis angle, with both sensorimotor and postural re-education groups achieving significant reductions compared to the control group, and postural re-education outperforming sensorimotor training. For dynamic postural control, the sensorimotor group demonstrated significantly greater improvements than the control group in SEBT scores for both dominant and non-dominant legs. While postural re-education alone showed no significant advantage over control for balance outcomes, both interventions improved spinal alignment in women with lower cross syndrome, while sensorimotor training produced superior gains in functional balance.